Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
We want to share the Word of God. We are thankful. We are grateful because of you. We know where we will be. Because of you, we know where we will go if we die today. If you call us, we know where we will be. We have that confidence. We have made a choice. We have made a decision. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for us. Thank you, Jesus, for saving us. This afternoon, Holy Spirit, we ask that you speak to us, minister to us, draw our attention to your word. May we not leave here the same way we came. May we not go through the same doors we came through. We bless you. We honor your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands together for the Lord. Are you glad you are in church? Are you happy you are in church? Luke chapter 10 and verse number 25. If you have the New Living Translation, give me this first piece. Luke chapter 10 and verse 25. You know the song was saying, souls are pardoned to eternity, and souls are pardoned every day as the days go by, and souls will part. Souls continue to part. Souls are leaving. Many people are leaving. Many souls are parting. You know, in a hospital, you know, when someone dies, they are supposed to, or we are supposed to, sign a death certificate. You know, and there is a particular website for New York City where you sign a death certificate. And it's so amazing to me, because whenever you go to that website and you are signing, it asks you to choose the date of death, the date that the person died. And whenever you choose a particular day, and I say, death today, it gives a whole list. And it amazes me. Every time you click it, you will not see just the death of the person that you are going to sign, but there's a whole list. And it brings this song to reality to me, that souls are parting. Souls are parting. Souls have parted to eternity. Souls are parting as we live today. And souls will part as the days go by. Then he asks, when is your turn to die? When is your turn that you part? Where will you go? Where will you go? Hallelujah. I want us to read a scripture in Luke chapter 10 and verse 25. I'm reading to 29 in the NLT. He says, one day, an expert in religious law stood up to test Jesus by asking him this question. He said, teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus replied, What does the law of Moses say? How do you read it? The man answered, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "Right," Jesus told him, "do this and you will live." The man wanted to justify his actions, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Now I want you to go to the King James Version as we read from here. Jesus answered, and the man asked, "And who is my neighbor?" He says, "But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?'" The next verse, verse 30. "And Jesus answering said," and I want you to listen, he said, "a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho." Jesus is telling a story about who is your neighbor. And he's using this story to explain who is a neighbor. He said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment." Raiment means garments or clothes. The thieves stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Perhaps there are some people who are here who are half dead spiritually, half dead because of depression, half dead because of poverty, half dead because of divorce, half dead because of raising children, half dead because of loss of job, half dead in so many ways. He says they left him half dead. The next verse. And Jesus, he says, "And by chance there came down a certain priest." A certain priest came that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, 'Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee.' Which now of these three thinkest thou was a neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He that showed mercy on him." Then said Jesus unto him, "Go and do likewise." Go and do likewise. Hallelujah. Now, from this simple story, I want us to learn a few lessons on this Easter Sunday. Lesson number one. Are you ready? Like the man who journeyed from Jerusalem to Jericho, you also are on a journey of life from birth to death. We are all on a journey of life from birth to death. When you are born, you are set on a journey. And the journey has a beginning and an end. The beginning of your life journey is life. and the end is death. Hallelujah. Amen. This afternoon, I'm sharing on the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan. This is the story about the Good Samaritan. I believe you may have heard about the Good Samaritan before. Now, the journey does not begin the same place for everyone. Neither does the journey also end at the same time or the same place for everyone. The journey of life is like riding on a bus. If you've rode on a bus before, you'll notice that people get off the bus at different stops. As you are on the bus, people get off and people come on. Sometimes you can even start a conversation with someone who comes to sit by you. And you get into the conversation. And suddenly you realize the person's stop has come. And you don't even finish the conversation. And the person gets off. And another person comes on. Sometimes you can have several neighbors before you get to your destination. Amen. Now, with a journey on a bus, you know when your stop will come. And you prepare. Sometimes you have several luggages with you. Sometimes you have put other things on top of the bus. And as your journey is coming to an end, you know how many more stops you have. And so you start getting your stuff. You start preparing. Sometimes you get ready and you get closer to the door. And you are ready to get off. That is the journey on the bus. But the journey in a life is different. Our life's journey is different. No one knows when you get off. No one knows when your stop will come. And so, unlike the bus journey, where you take your luggages, where you set things in order, where you prepare, the life journey is different. You don't know when it will come to your stop. And so many people do not prepare. Many people do not get their luggages together. Many people do not set things in order. Many people in this life journey do not know when their stop will come. Hallelujah. But one thing that is certain, that no matter how long your journey is, your stop will come. No matter how long your journey is, whether you are prepared or not, your stop will come. And unlike the bus, sometimes when you say, "I'm not prepared," the bus waits for you. And you get your things. And it's still waiting. And then you ring the bell again to signal not to move until you have gotten all your bags and you are ready to get off. But a life's journey is not like that. You cannot say, "I'm not prepared." You cannot say, "I have to gather my stuff." You cannot say, "My wedding is coming." You cannot say, "I have children to raise." It does not wait for you. When your stop comes, it takes you out. Is somebody listening to me? Unlike the bus journey, it does not prepare you. It does not tell you 2 more stops will be Burnside Avenue. It does not tell you that 2 more months, 50 more years, it does not tell you that. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke chapter 12 and verse 39 in the NLT. I'm reading to 40. Jesus said, understand this. If a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would not permit his house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man come when least expected. Jesus will come when you least expect it. You may have noticed that many people enter eternity when they least expect it. Many people enter eternity when they are not expecting it. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 12, the Bible says, for man also knoweth not his time. Man also knoweth not his time. In the King James, he says, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men, snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. He says, that is how our lives are in this journey. He says, we do not know. Man also knoweth not his time. Man does not know his time. We do not know our time. And this is compared to how fishes are in the sea. And they are swimming. And they are very free. And they are very happy. The Bible says, just as the fishes are taken in an evil net, when they are freely swimming and very happy, suddenly there is an evil net that is set, and they are caught in an evil net. And just the same way that birds are caught in a snare, when birds are flying freely, and there's a snare or a trap that is set for them, it catches them suddenly. And the Bible says, so are the sons of men, snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I remember a story recently when I was working. I work in an intensive care unit. And I think it has changed my perspective on life so much. I was working, and there was a young woman who had blood in her brain because of an aneurysm. And she had some headache, and was a bad headache, and that is how it was identified that she had blood in her brain. Now, when you have something like that, you have high risk for something they call vasospasm, where the blood vessels in your brain are irritated and they start going to spasm, and sometimes they can occlude. And then it causes massive stroke. So when that happens, you are kept in an intensive care unit so you can be watched and see if you are going to have that situation. Now, I remember I had gone to work, and she was quite a bit of a difficult patient, because when the headache came, she was fine. The headache was there, the blood has happened, and she was fine. And I remember occasions the nurse will call you, and they will say, she doesn't want to take her medicine. She doesn't want it. She says this. She wants to sit up. She wants to walk. And then you go, and then you explain to her the reason why you have to be in bed, the reason why you cannot walk around, the reason why you have to be quiet, and so on and so forth. And I remember one night, we had situations like that, and we talked, and she was calm. And I came back to work the next morning. She was dead. The woman that I had conversation with, we joked, we talked, we explained things. And now she was in a coma because of this event that I was describing. And I wanted to talk to her. I wanted to witness to her. I wanted to share Christ with her. But I couldn't because she wasn't awake. The Bible says, so are the sons of men, snared in an evil time when it falleth suddenly upon them. Hallelujah. So it is important for everyone here to know that we are on a journey, and that journey can end for any one of us suddenly. It can end suddenly for the young and suddenly for the old. It can end. Hallelujah. That is not what we expect. That is not what we wish. That is not what we want for anyone. And that is why we get surprises whenever it happens. Whenever it happens, we get a lot of surprises because we did not expect it. Hallelujah. Amen. The second lesson, like the man who journeyed from Jerusalem to Jericho, you are on a journey of life and will experience various problems on that journey. We saw as the man was coming from Jericho, the Bible said he fell among thieves who robbed him and beat him and left him half dead. Now, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, the life that we live in is full of troubles. And we have never been guaranteed that the life will be without troubles. And as long as you are part of this life, you will experience the troubles. As long as you live in this life and you are on this earth, you will experience the troubles. But don't get focused and engulfed and be overcome by the troubles of life such that you forget about the brevity of life. Don't get so engulfed in the troubles of life, the troubles of paying your rent, the troubles of having a career, the troubles of getting a promotion. Don't get engulfed in the troubles of making money, in the troubles of building a house, in the troubles of buying a house, in the troubles of getting married, in the troubles of having children, that you lose focus of the brevity of life. Because we get so engulfed in the troubles of life. We get so engulfed in what we need and in what we don't have. We get so engulfed in what we want to achieve. We get so focused on these things that we lose focus that this life is very short. I hope somebody is listening to me. We cannot escape the troubles of life. Hallelujah. Amen. Many people are so occupied with the troubles of life that we lose focus of how brief our lives are. In Job chapter 14 and verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, man that is born of a woman is of few days. It says, man that is born of a woman. Is there anyone here who is not born of a woman? Well, when the Bible talks about man, it talks about the neutrality of gender. So it is a man and a woman. So man or a woman that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. This is a few days life, but full of troubles. And the Bible says, he cometh forth like a flower. This is how we come in this life, like a flower. And it's cut down. Are you listening? What does that mean? That means that the young, when you are like flower, you can be cut down. Whenever you see someone holding flowers, It is healthy young flower from a healthy plant that has been cut down. The Bible says, when you are like flower, flourishing like flower, you are cut down. And then he says, even if you are not cut down and you are left alone, the Bible compares our lives to. It says, he fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. You come off as a shadow and quickly you disappear. You are not there anymore. And beloved, you will notice that you really are not there anymore. No one will remember you. No one will remember you. There are few people that will feel the pain of loss and continue to feel the pain of loss and feel the pain of loss. But the Bible says you are fleeing also as shadow and you continue it no more. You will not be remembered. And life goes on. Do we take lessons from that? Amen. A third lesson. Like the man who journeyed from Jerusalem to Jericho, you are on a journey of life and will need help of God in this life. You will need the help of God in this life. Brethren, you will need the help of God in this life. No man can help you in this life. No man can help you. Not the priest that came by. Not the Levite that came by. No man can help you. Not a husband can help you. Not a wife can help you. Your boss cannot help you. I hope you heard me. Your friend cannot help you. Your doctor cannot help you. No man can help you. And I believe you may have seen it already. That a wife could not help you. That a husband could not help you. The husband that promised to love you until death do you part could not help you when you were broken. The wife that promised to be with you until death separates us, she could not help you. No man can help you. Hallelujah. So to be engulfed in this relationship and forget about God is detriment to your life. Only God can help you. I said, only God can help you. Hallelujah. In the situation that you are in right now, only God can help you. I tell you, only God can help you. Yes, God will use certain people to reach out to you, but I am telling you that only God can help you. No man can help you. No man can help you. Only God can help you. In that situation right now, only God can help you. Hallelujah. The psalmist said in Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2, he says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Then he says, my help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made the heaven and the earth. That is where your help will come from. If you are going to receive help in this life, it ought to come from God. It will come from God. I said, no man can help you. On the journey of from Jerusalem to Jericho, only God can help you. Hallelujah. The neighbor who did not know you, the neighbor, the Samaritan who did not know you, it is a touch of God that brings him to you. Only God can help you. Hallelujah. Is somebody listening to me? Only God can help you. So if you are going to engulf yourself in the troubles of life and looking for help elsewhere and grasping, rising at dawn and sleeping at night and grasping, if God does not help you, no man can help you. I hope you are listening to me. No man can help you. The fourth lesson. Like the man who journeyed from Jerusalem to Jericho, you are on a journey of life that has many troubles. God knows your troubles and has sent help in the form of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter 5 and verse 6 to 8. It says, for while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Whilst we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. You have the King James? For one will hardly die for a righteous man. You see, no man can help you. No man will die for you. It says, one can hardly die for a righteous man. Though perhaps for the good man, someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. This is the love of God. That while we were yet sinners, in our sins, when we felt we do not qualify, when we felt we were too far from God, when we felt there was no good thing about us, the Bible says God showed his great love towards us. And in that moment, it says Christ died for our sins. The suffering of Christ was for you and me. Hallelujah. You have alcohol problems. You have woman problem. You have man problem. You have money problem. You have problem with lies. Problem with stealing. Whatever problem you have killed someone before. As you are sitting here right now, you have poisoned someone before. And you feel so far from God. You left someone very wickedly in a relationship. You broke someone's heart. As you are sitting here, is somebody listening to me? You made someone pregnant and you denied that it was your pregnancy. You have destroyed many lives. You promised someone to marry the person and you never did. And you have caused that person's heart to be broken, that the person doesn't even want to be in a relationship any longer. And you feel so far from God. You feel so far from God. But it says, whilst you were yet sinner, God showed his love by giving Christ to die for us. Jesus Christ died for you and for me. Beloved, souls are parting. Souls have parted. Souls are parting as the days go by. Souls will continue to part. When it comes to your turn, perhaps you may not have made that preparation. Perhaps we would have loved to talk to you at that moment to get your bags ready as you are entering. But you cannot. Today is a day of salvation. You may have heard this many times. You have been invited to Christ many times. You have been given the opportunity many times. But I don't think God brought you here by accident today. God did not bring you here by chance. God knew you were coming today. That accident that you survived, God preserved you for this day. That sickness, God preserved you for this day. When you were going down and down and down the pits with depression, God preserved you for this day. When you felt like there is no life and you felt like even taking your life, God preserved you for this day. And today, God is giving you one more chance. One more chance. He says, like the bird caught in an evil net. And like the birds, like the fish caught in an evil net. And like the birds caught in a snare. So it is with sons of man. Suddenly, it falleth upon man when we do not expect. This afternoon, I want to give you an opportunity. Everyone that is here. This is the preparation that every man and woman, every boy and girl, young and old, rich and poor, everyone, black or white, everyone ought to make this preparation. The preparation to meet your maker. Hallelujah. The Bible says that there is judgment after death. Now, when the day comes, where would you stand? Have you made that preparation? Beloved, it sounds like a fantasy. It sounds like a story. But we see the souls parting every day. The preparation is very simple. It's to receive Jesus Christ, the love of God. Receive him and welcome him in your heart as your personal savior. I want everyone to rise to their feet, please. And let there be silence. Let there be quietness. No movement, please. Just no movement unless you are involved in a very special activity. Yes, please. And with every eyes closed and every head bowed, this is a very important moment. If you are here this afternoon, you are saying very low. You are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my Savior. If I part like all the other souls, I want to know that I will be with my Savior. I will be with Jesus. We do not know, but there's only one person who knows the end, where we will be. And he's saying, if anyone will believe in me and receive me, I will come to him and I will abode with him. And the Father will be with us. This afternoon, I want to give you that opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. If you are here, you have not given your life to Christ, I want you to lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. I just want to say a short prayer with you. You want to give your life to Christ. You're saying, Pastor, I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and as my Savior. Lift up your hand as high as I can see it. This is a moment between you and God. God is speaking to you, you personally. Don't look at your neighbor with all eyes closed. Please, let's honor this special moment. It's a very special moment. With all eyes closed and every head bowed, just lift up your right hand wherever you are, and I'll pray with you. You are saying, Pastor, I want to receive Jesus as my Savior. I see your hand. I see your hand. Is there anyone else? Anyone, you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior? Lift up your hand high so I can see it. It is a moment between you and God. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. It is between you and God. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Lift up your hand. I see your hand also. Is there anyone else? Lift up your hand and I'll say this prayer with you before we go. Anyone else? Don't leave this place doubting. I see your hand. Don't leave this place the same as you came. Souls are parting and it is never announced. It's not like the bus. You cannot make that preparation. The preparation is now. The preparation is today. The preparation is as you hear. The Bible says, do not harden your heart as you hear. Do not harden your heart. You have hardened your heart for so long, but God is giving you one more chance this time. One more chance. I see your hand. If you have lifted up your hand, I just want you to take one bold step. Come here with me. Come here. I want to say a prayer with you. This is your declaration to Christ that you have received him. So take one that bold step and come forward and let me pray with you. come forward here with me. Let me pray with you. I see your hand. Come forward. Come forward. Help them come forward. You lift that up your hand. Come forward. I want to pray with you. Yes. Take that bold step. You have taken the greatest decision ever in your life. And you are going to remember. You are going to remember that day. You will remember. You will remember. When we gather in heaven, you will see. You will see. There are more. I feel the Lord has touched many souls and he's drawing them. He's drawing them. There are more souls. He says that except the Father draws you, you cannot come to me. There are many that the Father is drawing. You can hear a voice behind your ear. It is you. The Lord is talking to you right now. The Lord is talking to you. Come, come, join them. Come, don't be shy. Come, come, join them. It is your moment right now. This is your moment. This is your season. Come, come. I'm giving you one more chance. He says that you will die. Souls are parting. Where would you go? Heaven or hell? This is the decision that you alone can make. No one can make that decision for you. No one can make, not a husband, not a wife, not a friend. It is your individual decision. No one can make that decision for you. Is there anyone else? Anyone else? One more chance. One last call. I feel there's someone here. The Lord is talking to you. Brother, sister, the Lord is talking to you. The Lord is talking to you. You can hear a voice. You can hear it. It is you. Come here right now. We are waiting for you. Come. We are going.
Blessed Savior, I surrender.
Brothers and sisters, I want you to lift up your right hand and just say this prayer with me. And everyone here, you can join by lifting up your hand and joining in this prayer and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I am a sinner. I am not worthy. But because of your blood, because of the blood you shed for me, you died for my sins. You have washed my sins. I accept you as my Lord, as my Master, as my Savior. Lord Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. When I die, or when you come, I want to be with you. Lord Jesus, help me to walk with you and to serve you the rest of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, look from heaven, O God, as your sons and daughters have come to you. Lord, your word says you by no means will deny them. Therefore, Lord, I pray, let a hedge be built around them and keep them. Preserve them. Preserve these lives. May they continue to walk with you. Let the enemy not ever have a hand in their lives. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for your precious blood that was shed for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 821 Burke Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.